Everyone, can you hear me in the back okay? Okay, great. So this is a project about stigma and alienation among Burkina-Bé men who have sex with men and looking at the HIV treatment cascade. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I wanted to start by talking about where Burkina Faso is, for those who might not know. So Burkina Faso is right in the heart of West Africa, and it's a landlocked country, formerly known as Upper Volta. Recently going through some political unrest as well within the last few weeks, actually. There's a political map of the country. I'm going to talk a lot today about Ouagadougou and Bobo-Dioulasso. So Ouagadougou is the capital in the middle, and Bobo-Dioulasso is in the southwest part of the country, second largest city. So I wanted just to start by saying that men who have sex with men, and we're defining that versus gay, bisexual, and other men who report to have had sex with men in the last 12 months, anal sex particularly, face significant and constant stigma and discrimination. The average urban HIV prevalence among MSM is 5%, and there's limited provision and uptake of specific HIV or AIDS care within the country. So this study is looking at stigma, healthcare discrimination, and alienation on Burkina-Bé. And again, Burkina-Bé is the adjective to describe folks from Burkina Faso, MSM's treatment for HIV. So we used two types of qualitative techniques. The first was in-depth interviews, so one-on-one interviews, and then we also used focus groups. Interviews were done with a semi-structured guide. And we asked the participants in both Ouagadougou and Bobo to describe the following elements. So the first is MSM social, organizational, and structural context, MSM knowledge of existing HIV-related services in public, and MSM-focused non-governmental organization clinics, MSM-specific services with their experiences regarding stigma and discrimination based on their perceived sexuality, their feedback on how services, interventions, and messages could be better tailored to meet their own population, their own community. So the data were collected and coded using line-by-line technique. We had 32 transcripts, and I developed a word macros process in order to get those text morsels coded. I used thematic analysis and was looking for recurring themes across cases as well. And those ended up being developed into my results that I'll talk about in a second. I should just back up and say this is a part of a larger study that was carried out that also looked at quantitative results as well, and that's available on the Johns Hopkins website. So the results are that there were three main themes in these coded texts, and I'm going to report on those right now. So the first was that many reported experience of discrimination and physical violence outside the healthcare setting. Okay, so kind of there's obviously some community discrimination and violence in Bobo and Ouagadougou. They also reported community-level stigma regarding same-sex practices. There was also concerns around the state's MSM-specific HIV services. In other words, there's different hospitals and clinics that are publicly funded, and within those clinics there is a perception that some of the providers, again, not all the providers, but some of the providers discriminate based on one's perceived sexuality when they go to seek HIV care in terms of testing or treatment. So most respondents prefer to use the community-based, organized or funded clinics over the Ministry of Health clinics. They also observe limited clinical and cultural competency among these staff. And that, again, really led to a concern about stigma. Lastly, there was a concern around kind of the long-term effects, I guess you'd say, or the psychological toll from having to deal with both outside clinic stigma and discrimination and also inter-clinic stigma. So they reported lack of social support, not great healthcare access, and many individuals in our interviews also said they had feelings of alienation, loneliness, and depression. For some individuals, this alienation actually discouraged them from seeking out HIV prevention, treatment, or care. in those clinics. So I wanted to read to you some of the quotes that we have, some of the different quotes that kind of substantiate these themes. So this is from an individual in Bobo who identifies as MSM. For his family situation, he says, "There are some people who do not speak to you anymore. Sometimes we eat together using the same plate. There are others who take their own dish and say that one shouldn't eat together because if you eat with these people, it's not good. It's not good to live under the same roof. Well, I've heard it all. Actually, I found out that it was going to be really complicated." Another MSM from Bobo, I believe, said that when he began to feel, he felt bad, and also felt lonely because he didn't know who to talk to, since he didn't know if there were other people like this, like him. But he still has two girlfriends. And he said he did everything, even those who attempted suicide in these cases, their society, religion, all these things that say you are a contradiction and that you are bad. So in terms of outside stigma, MSM are not accepted, this is another quote from Ouagadougou, because there are places where people realize that you are MSM, and so you are not let in there. You are not let in, and then also there's the issue that you are always sidelined. In many activities, you're always left out. It happens in family situations. It happens in society at large. In terms of barriers to care or services, an MSM from Ouagadougou said, "You go to the hospital, and it's complicated because some people know certain conditions are ones that only MSM develop. And other data we've seen from Cameroon and Cote d'Ivoire and other places, men might come and report anal warts or have anal fissures, and right away, you know, that's kind of a sign to some providers that they might be MSM." Okay, so that's a concern we've seen across a lot of data sets. So when you come in and you're in front of a doctor who is closed-minded and he sees that you have an MSM-related disease, he may treat you however he wants to. Again, there was a lot of concerns around condom negotiation. There was a lack of awareness around condom negotiation, about condom use, period. Did not report condom negotiation with male partners, with 17% in Ouagadougou and 8% in Bobo, indicating it was very difficult to insist on condom use with their main male partner. But this went up with casual partners to 27% in Ouagadougou and 8%. In Bobo. Okay. In terms of HIV-STI outcomes, we saw that a substantial portion of the population had never been tested, so that was around 25% in Ouagadougou, or only tested once for HIV, 23%. In Bobo, it was around the same at 21% tested only, 42 had never been tested, and 20% had previously been diagnosed with HIV. So, let me move on here to the conclusions. So, public health care-related stigma really impacts the mental well-being of Burkina Bay MSM, and that's been demonstrated in the quotes that you just heard. Alienation is also a concern and a major obstacle, a common obstacle for MSM-oriented HIV AIDS services, particularly in public or government-supported clinics. Data suggests that MSM sensitization, stigma reduction, and intervention for Burkina Bay healthcare workers and social workers is really needed and probably not included in the current interventions that are used at this time. This intervention may increase the uptake of HIV prevention, treatment, and care for a population that has really shown, shouldn't say high, but a moderate burden of HIV in the country. Okay, and I want to thank our partners. So, USAID, this is a PEPFAR-funded project, and research to prevention, also thanks to the government of Burkina Faso and the different CBOs that help support our research. So, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.